embodied. Weil Gott mehr mit deinen Zehen zu tun hat, als du denkst. RevLab. Hi there, it's the weekend with Holy Embodied once again. And today, let's practice together. It's well, I feel like I say that every time I talk here. Oh boy, but times are intense. Maybe you feel that amped up intensity too, not only in what's happening globally, but also maybe in your own system, like old habits or old patterns showing up once again, all of a sudden, very loudly. And you know, as we keep saying here on this show, the way to go, the way to really meet these patterns, meet these wounds, is to turn towards it and not away from it, which is what we habitually and sort of instinctively would do, right? Like, oh, this is uncomfortable, let's look the other way, let's distract, let's avoid. And I'm not saying that from a place of, oh, I've mastered it. I'm always meeting my pain. Nope, not at all. Like often there's just hitting a wall again and again and again. And then that wall sort of dissolves, that aspect of the wound dissolves. And then we dive deeper in and then there's a next layer, etc., etc. So, you know, you can't just check it off your list that you've meditated or that you've healed or that you've tended to your wounds. That's an ongoing practice. So this is really a practice that we do together, all of us together. So as always, we start with finding a really comfortable seat. Like maybe you want to take off your shoes, see if your knees feel comfortable in the seat that you chose. Maybe you're adding pillows or blankets or socks or, I don't know, anything that makes you really, really comfortable. And just for a moment, observe or witness what's going on right now in your head, in your system, just to get an idea of how are we here today. And it's okay. Everything that you notice is okay. Like all, if there's a lot of thoughts running, that's fine. As I said, we're simply curious about, huh, how am I sitting here today? Right. And then from that, however we are here today, bring your awareness right into your pelvis. Like feel your seat. Feel how you're sitting. Maybe you can feel your sit bones touching your chair, your sofa, your cushion, your floor, however you're seated. And it almost feels like sitting down inside of your pelvis, like for real, bringing that awareness, that spotlight, right to that contact of pelvis, chair, whatever is supporting your body right now. And it's okay if there's thoughts popping up and pulling awareness away, but we're finding the willingness to come back time and time again to the sensations in the body, the sensations in your sit bones right now. And as we let the body settle in its seat and awareness more and more drop into the body, settle into the body as well, imagine we could start to fill out that base of the pelvis with awareness, as if that effortless, soft awareness that you don't have to do, you don't have to try, is gonna fill out all the cells, all the muscles, all the tissue that is there. Every little bit touched by awareness. And again, whatever you can notice, any degree that you can notice is brilliant, is perfect. And it's okay if there's the thought stream still quite strong, still quite, you know, like pulling you towards it. But we keep choosing, we keep coming back to the sensations in the body, the sensation of awareness filling out all the cells in the base of your pelvis, from the sit bones to your tailbone. Like really find the curiosity of, huh, my tailbone. What does that feel like today? What can I notice there? Does it feel spacious? Does it feel dense? Without any, you know, agenda about how it should be, we're simply bringing awareness and as awareness touches the inside of that pelvis, of that tailbone, there might be a tad bit of softening. Just like that, we are not doing it, we are not really involved in that. It's that pure, effortless, so soft awareness. Right. And then let awareness also touch all the cells in your pelvic floor, all the way to the front, to your pubic bone. And take some time with that area. Feel whatever there is to be felt. We don't have to exclude the pelvic floor or the genitalia from, you know, being sensed in meditation. The whole body belongs. The whole body is included in this spacious, effortless awareness. And ultimately, in vast silence. And then as awareness is settling more and more into the body, filling out the whole base of your pelvis, let it spill, let it maybe drip into your hip joints as well, touching that femur head, the head of your thigh bone, the socket, the hip socket. And maybe you can observe how, again, how if when we just bring awareness, there almost automatically comes a sense of softening, of opening with it. That we as persona, we with our minds, with our willpower, we can't do that. We have to step out of the way to the side and let awareness just do its thing. Touching that whole joint, the hip joint. Witnessing whatever sensation might arise. Settling more and more for that ease as you step out of the thought stream and right into the body, into awareness. It's so comfortable. There's so much ease here. Right. And then let that awareness spill into your thighs, starting to fill out the whole width of your thigh, all the way from the front to the back, from the inside of your thigh to the outside. Maybe you can feel those muscles in there tightly wrapped around the bones, and maybe as awareness is spilling, is dripping into those fibers, there's that super soft invitation of, oh, baby, maybe you don't want to hold on so tightly. Maybe it's much more comfortable to relax just a tiny bit. Awareness is sort of coming in with that warm hug for all your cells, for your whole being of, oh, spazili. Just relax here. Just be here, right? And whenever there's another story, another thought popping up, you just come back. You simply return. It's just that, it's as simple as that. It's a choice of where do I put my awareness? Into my thoughts, into the cinema in my head, or do I put my awareness right into my thigh? Letting that whole inside of your thigh be made of awareness, that effortlessness, that softness that comes with it. And maybe you can feel it in your system, like, oh, what a relief to come back into my body, to just let my body be, and through that, my being. Right. Good. On all the bits and pieces of tension that you meet as awareness is spilling into all the cells now, towards the knee as well. As we meet those pieces of tension, of density, maybe of heaviness, there's always the invitation to soften a tiny bit, relax a little bit, like let the tension be held by awareness. Awareness sort of wants that. It likes it. It's weird, but it does. Like, give me your attention. I want to hold it for you. And then all the way through the knees, into your lower legs, into your shins, your calf muscles. With that sense of awareness, as if it had a liquid or, I don't know, maybe gooey quality, as if that awareness would drip or spill into all the cells, every fiber of your muscle, every fiber of your bone, your tissue, touching the whole inside of your lower leg now. And sometimes around those lower legs, it feels like there's a cast of tension around, especially above, like around the shin bone. See if you can include that in awareness, in that soft touching of awareness of all the cells, of all the bits and pieces of tension, of density, of heaviness. You can't do that with your mind. You gotta step into awareness. It's okay if mind is still chatting about stuff. Choose to return to the sensations in your shins, the sensations in your calf muscles. Right. As if the whole inside of your lower leg now is made of that pure, effortless, incredibly comfortable quality of awareness. And then let that awareness drip, spill into your ankles and all the way into your feet. Through your ankles, into your feet, into your heel. And take a moment to notice that point between your ankle and your heel on the inside of the foot. like right on the inside of your Achilles tendon. As if you could invite that spot to relax too. Sometimes there's a bit of a gripping in there that we might not even be aware of. Well, there's a lot of gripping that we're not aware of. But it's so comfortable. It feels so incredibly good to release, relax some of that grip. Right. Let awareness spill from your heels all the way into the inner arches of your feet, filling out the whole sole of your foot, the whole inside again, touching those tiny bones and muscles that form the back of your foot, the tendons. See if there's anything in there that might be really ready to relax a tiny bit. A curiosity of, oh, the inside of my foot. What does that feel like now? I mean, you might feel more tension today as we may be moving more through the world again. Maybe not working in home office again, or visiting friends, or I don't know, doing stuff. And after that quite long restful period, you might feel it very distinctively in your feet, that added movement, right? Letting awareness come into all 10 toes, touching all the cells in the inside of your toes, maybe even your toenails. Whatever you can be aware of is enough. It's great. It's perfect. Feel the whole inside of your feet made of effortless, soft awareness. And then it's as if those feet would open a little bit so that the awareness is not contained by the physical boundaries of your foot. It's spilling a little bit further into the room, into your carpet, into your chair, into your however your feet are placed. Good. And then from here, without changing anything about your feet, about your legs, come back up to your pelvis. And allow for the back of your pelvis to relax back a little bit. Towards, maybe there's a pillow supporting the lower back. Like those last few vertebrae above the tailbone, let them soften back towards your chair, towards whatever supports your back here. And feel that sense of the pelvis does not have to hold itself. It is held by the chair, by the sofa, by the cushion, by the floor. And all the sounds that are here belong to this moment. They're as part of this moment as is the softening back in the back of my pelvis. And then let that whole pelvis, like from the sacrum, from the back of the pelvis all the way to the lower belly in the front, be filled out with that effortlessness, that tenderness of awareness, touching all the organs in there, all the cells, all the flesh. Right. And again, any density, any tension is getting that warm hug from awareness. We don't, like, it doesn't need to change. It's welcome to be exactly as it is. There's no doing. But in this spacious awareness that is so warm, so loving, tension might just drop, melt. Release a little bit of its grip. Great. And then come further up through the small of your back, touching the vertebrae there, through your waist and behind your belly button. Take a moment to stay with the sensations behind your belly button. Just notice what it is to stay there with awareness for a moment. Maybe it feels really comfortable to let the belly button relax also. Right, all the whole width of your lower back, waist, is being filled out with awareness. And then we come further up through the mid-back, touching the lower ribs and the vertebrae there. And again, all the way to the front towards the stomach area, solar plex area. And keep, like, stay with that curious awareness that is very clear, very precise, despite the fact that it's so soft and effortless. It's super precise. And as we come further up towards the solar plex and then the heart area, resistance might kick up, might be like, bah, no, don't look at me, go away. I'm gonna pull you back to your thoughts and stories. But return, stay here, stay with the sensations in the body and stay with that image or that sense of awareness coming into each and every fiber of your body, touching the whole inside of the lower part of your rib cage right now. And it's okay if the solar plex is just grippy today. It doesn't need to be otherwise. It is welcome to stay as it is, and we can let it bathe in awareness. We don't have to force it to release the grip, to open. It's fine. Right. And then let awareness travel further up through the sternum, the vertebrae, between your shoulder blades, the back of your heart, the front of your heart, touching the ribs there. And stay for a moment with the sensation underneath your shoulder blades. And imagine the shoulder blades would, or feel, the shoulder blades would drop or slide a little bit further down your back when you're sitting upright. And maybe there's an image or a sensation of hands on your shoulder blades, holding you, having your back. Good. And also the whole chest, that whole inside of your chest is now made of awareness, is being filled out with that effortlessness, softness, the incredible tenderness of awareness. And again, if there's like little clusters of tension that are kicking awareness out, like, nope, don't look at me. This hurts too much. This is too painful. It's fine. You still get to hold it in awareness. You still get to bathe it in awareness. Not you as persona, but you as that effortless awareness. As if that cluster of tension, density, heaviness, sadness, whatever it is that you're meeting in here, as if it was the sweetest puppy, the sweetest kitten, a baby. Something you just love so much. You love everything about it. You're not turning away from that. You're turning towards it. Just staying with it. And by that, we sort of let it know that it is not excluded, that it is included here. That it is welcome in this vast, spacious awareness. Great. And then let awareness come further up behind your collarbones, through your collarbones into the tops of your shoulders. Let the tops of your shoulders just be. They don't have to do anything. And again, if awareness sort of can't touch the inside of the cells, let the tension cluster, let it be bathed in this soft, loving awareness. And then we let awareness spill through the shoulders into the upper arms. And again, any density, any tension that you meet is invited to relax a tiny little bit. All the cells in your upper arm, in your muscles, the bone, let them be made of awareness. And then through your elbows into your lower arms, and let your lower arms rest as they are on your thighs, on your knees, on your sofa. And feel the heaviness of your lower arms. And notice maybe there's a grip in those lower arms as well. Like a holding on. And maybe you can, as that effortless awareness, you can let the lower arms know that they are held by whatever they're touching. Your thighs, your chair, I don't know, sofa. They don't have to hold on. They're not going to fall off. And feel how comfortable that is to just let those lower arms rest. Like all the doing sometimes builds up as a lot of tension in the lower arms or in the wrists as well. So see if you can let the wrists rest as well. The backs of your hands. back, feel the weight of your wrists, of your hands. And give that weight into whatever it touches, for real. There's such an ease in just letting the body be held. And loosen a little bit of that holding on, that grip of part of our system being so convinced it has to make sure that we're not falling apart. Great. And then the awareness is filling out the whole inside of our hands as well. Like in the feet, it touches all the tiny little bones, tiny muscles, the tendons. And it spills into the fingertips, fingernails, and a little bit beyond. Again, awareness is not tied to the physical boundaries of our hands. There might still be some chatter in your mind, but by now you just feel in your body how much more comfortable it is to hang out in your fingertips, in your hands, than to hang out in the thought stream, right? And from those hands, without changing anything about them, like we don't have to close them back up, they can stay as open, as soft as they are. Let awareness come back to the base of your neck. Starting to touch the vertebrae in your spine, the sides of your neck, the front of your throat, like filling out the whole inside of the neck. Maybe swallow to relax the throat. Touching all the bits and pieces of tension in the neck. Maybe the sides of your neck feel a bit funny. It's very easy for them to get a bit stiff. Right. And then as we come up towards the jaw, once again, stay very clear, very awake with awareness in the sensations of the body. It's also very popular territory for resistance to kick you out. Maybe that shows up in the form of, ooh, I really need to think about that, or ooh, I don't know. What could I eat? Or maybe you just fall asleep, or maybe it feels very foggy. Like all of that is very much okay. But let's choose to stay with awareness in the sensations of the body, in the sensations of the lower part of the jaw right now. As if we could begin at the back of the jaw and then spill it forward to meet the chin. And nothing about that jaw line has to change, or the chin, but maybe there's a little bit of softening as awareness touches the bone, touches the flesh, the teeth, then the lower lip. Maybe you can also soften that space in between the lower lip and your chin. And then awareness is filling out your whole mouth, the tongue, meeting the top of your mouth and starting to fill out all the cells in your upper jaw, in the upper part of your jaw. Hmm. And any yawn, any sigh, any exhale through an open mouth is so welcome. Like, it was releasing tension like that as well. The teeth, the upper row of your teeth, the upper lip. And then your whole, your cheeks. And then we start to travel towards the back of the head, through your ears, your ear canals, to meet that part where the skull sort of becomes your neck. And there's a lot of tiny muscles originating there. Also a very popular place for a lot of tension. As if awareness could go in there and touch all the fibers, all the cells, everything. Everything made of awareness. And then at the back of your head, travel further up, softening through the scalp, your hair, and then once again spilling forward through the temple area, meeting the back of your eyes, allowing for your eyeballs to soften back into their sockets. Allowing for your eyebrows to fall away from each other, which gives the space in between the eyebrows a bit of a break. That tiny frown a lot of us have. Right. And then see if you can soften behind your forehead. Sometimes there is a bit of a, like a cloud of concentration. A little bit of mind wanting to make sure that we're doing it right. Let the cloud, poof, be gone. Soften. Vanish. Dissolve. And then imagine or feel your brain inside your skull. And let awareness come into the brain to touch all those folds and, I don't know, cells in there. Allow for your brain to take a break as well. It's trying so hard all the time to figure shit out. And it feels so good to give it a break. And to realize it's not actually needed to think or to figure out stuff. We don't actually have to try so hard. We can relax back into that vast, spacious effortlessness of awareness. And then all of a sudden, poof! Solutions show up, answers show up. Softening. As awareness touches the whole inside of your brain and the whole inside of your skull, to come all the way up to the top of your head, touching the scalp, the hair there. And as if that top would open a little bit, as if, again, awareness is not tied to the physical boundaries of your skull. Maybe it spills out a bit, like a little fountain, into the room. Right. And then from here, with that sensation of awareness spilling out the top of your head like a little fountain, it's like the body is filled to its brims with that effortless, easy, tender awareness. And feel how good that feels, how comfortable that is. For your whole being, for your whole system. And then let that awareness spill further into the room, like as if the body would overflow with awareness. Starting to fill out the space around you, the room. And as it does, it touches or it receives all the sounds that are here. Sounds that you hear in your room, in your house, maybe coming into the room from outside. And then there's this sort of weird osmosis happening between awareness spilling into the room, touching the sounds, and silence that is here, that's most obvious in between the sounds. And it's like awareness and silence start to dissolve into one another, or mingle. And as awareness grows bigger and bigger and sort of loses the clear boundaries of your body, of the room, just spills into that silence that you can hear. It's just that very, very quiet in your room. It's not a secret, as my teacher says. It's not hidden. It's not even that special. You can hear it. As awareness, you can hear it. You don't have to figure it out with that brain of yours. You can just listen from awareness. And as that awareness spills into the silence, like a drop of ink falling into a glass of water, there's a silence sort of from the other side coming in and coming into your body. Touching everything inside your body. Especially the hurty bits, the painful bits, the wounded places. And just stay with that sensation in the body. It is a felt sense experience in the body. It's not an idea. It's not a concept. You can discover that right now, right here, through your body. You don't have to take anyone's word for it. It's yours to explore. And it's okay if there's a little bit of, like, this is very unfamiliar. I don't know this feeling. Is this really safe? It's okay if that's playing. But you can feel the ease in your body, the comfort. And that shows you how safe it is to just let awareness spill into the silence and let silence come into your body, that weird exchange, osmosis, that starts to happen as we drop in. And silence is bringing even more ease, even more tenderness, even more love into your system. Like maybe you find a place that feels especially fragile today. Maybe around the chest, around the solar plex. But it can also be, you know, in your hip joints. And then let stay there with awareness without losing that sense of dissolving into silence. Like we don't have to choose either or in awareness. We can be aware of, well, basically of everything at once, but like of more than one thing at once. So you're still dissolving into the silence, but you can also be aware of your hip joints, your solar plex, a place in your chest that feels especially vulnerable. And imagine or feel how silence is coming in to even more tenderly hug the pain, the tension. Stay with that for a moment. Stay with the sensation of silence hugging the pain in your hip. For example, it's okay if there's emotions bubbling up, if there's a story showing up, but stay with the sensations in the body. They are what's happening right now, right here. Everything else points to another moment outside of now. Good. Allowing for the pain to just be held in silence as it is. This is how we ultimately heal that pain. And then from here, without abandoning that wound, without leaving the vast spacious silence, without stopping to hang out as tender awareness, in your own time, start to hear, notice the detail of this moment again. Reorienting towards the details, hearing the sounds, sensing the body as it sits here. And find your very own breath. Maybe breathe a couple of times deeper. And nothing changes about the inside of your body being made of awareness. That same awareness spilling into the room, mingling with the silence in the room, exchanging silence awareness, like one flows into the other and the other comes into the body, like it's ultimately the same anyway. Nothing about that really ever changes. So maybe at the end of a next exhalation, let the chin drop towards the chest. Very gently move your head from side to side. Maybe yawn or circle your jaw. Right. Maybe move your fingers, toes. And stretch out your legs. And then as you open your eyes and look into the room, maybe there's a surprise of, oh, it's all still here. Or, wow, the colors are really bright right now. So thank you so much for practicing with me today. And every time there's this sense of unease, of so much tension in your system, pain. Like maybe you come back to this practice, maybe you do that once a week, a couple of times a week, once a day. And just observe what it feels like to keep coming back to a practice like this. It can be quite the game changer. Thank you so much once again, and until next week. Danke vielmals. RevLab.